both cases, they're potter from the kolbon by the machzor shekel, and the potter from ma'aseh beima. Umizeh chavida, how do you have this case? So skip the parentheses, that chokol, it should be chokol ha-nechosim v'loi chokol ha-behema. Let's say the brothers divided up the nechosim, the property, the money they yashu from the father, that they made a good chalukah. So the kitchen, the money now belongs to their own. It's their own money. So when they give a machzor shekel now, they have to give an extra kolbon because they're paying from their own money. It's not considered they're being paid by their father, b'teras ha-matana, because they divided up the father's money. So therefore, the money belongs to them now, and when they pay the machzor shekel, pshita, they have to add the extra kolbon. That's the case, the chai b'kolbon. And I'll tell you, but the behemoths, though, they didn't make a chaluki yet. So since they did not divide up the animals yet, the animal still looked like it's by the father's reshus. There's no p'tura of lakeach. There's no p'tura of shutfim. It still like belongs to the father. Therefore, the chayiv and ma'aseh beima. So such a case would be chayiv and bezer bezer. The brothers now are chayiv and ma'aseh beima. The new flock that grows, that's born. You have to, every 10, you have to take out ma'aseh beima. And when you pay the machzor shekel, since you divided the money, it's your own money, you have to give this extra kolbon. What about the opposite way? Cholko ha-behema. They only divided up the animals. The animals, the yashar from the father, that they made a chaluk run. Since they made a chaluk now, it was considered like a lakuach, like you bought these animals right now, and then you became shutfim, so you're potter from giving ma'aseh beima now. For lecholko es hanechosim, but they did not divide up the property, the money, the yashar from the father. So therefore, the money is still considered like the tfusus abayis, it's like still it's by the father. And when they use the money to pay for the machzor shekel, it's like the father is giving it to them for teres ha-matana. That the Mishnah says if somebody pays him for a present, he's potter from giving the extra kolbon. Melech's case would be peturim mizeh mizeh. He could have the secha timtza that the potter from both of them. It's like he's not arguing, just adding on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the normal case is usually either you divide everything or you didn't divide anything. That's what the Mishnah says. The opposite dinim when the chayiv a kolbon the potter from Isa. But you could have these two cases also, where they divided only half, and then the dinim are either the both chayiv or else the both potter. Amar Rabbi Mono, hod the yat amr, that that you say, this chiddush that you're saying, that sometimes the both chayiv, that dafke b'shloi hoysa behema roiv, where the behemas were not the majority. Rove animals were not the, rove of his nechosim, most of the father's property was not from the behemas. Avlam hoysa behema roiv. Let's say most of the property the father owned was animals, then we say, Heinen ikin echosim. And like the Korbanader says, that Heinen ikin echosim means, V'yafa pi shecholku es hanechosim, even in the case where the brothers divided up already, the nechosim, they divided up the property and the money, aber v'loi cholku es habema, but they did not divide up the animals, I'll tell you, p'turim mikolban. When they pay now the machzor shekel, even though really they divided up the money, and it should be considered like they're paying from their own pocket, still we say no. Since the main thing, the animals, they did not divide up yet, it's not considered like they divided up the money either, and it's considered like the father is paying for them, and therefore they put them in a kolbon. And you go back to the ikur, the majority was not divided, there's like no chaluk at all. That's what he wanted to say. So Gemara says now, Rav Ovin Omar Rebbe Shmaya, Shmi, is boy, he asked a for question. Mifnesha sisen kod de mechod, eitzel maise behema. Hey, since true, negeif for maise behema, the animals, they did not divide up the animals yet. So it's considered now like there's still a tfusis habayit to like one person, and therefore they're mechuyu to give maise behema. Of is that a svora at poitrim in a kolbon? Is that a svora to say that they're still potter from giving the kolbon? Mechura to give the kolbon means when they're paying the machzor shekel, since the money they did divide up already, and each one is paying from his own pocket, so the chura, each one should have his own chiv. Like, his own chiv means here, that both brothers are paying, they're giving one seller to the gizbar. So that's the halacha, when two people give one seller, since usually you wouldn't have exchanged it, and you wouldn't have paid the exchange of this extra kalbun, you're mechuyev to give that kalbun to Hegdish. So here also, the two brothers now, when they're paying up, the chura is like their own pocket, they're not paying up from the father's property, so they should be mechuyev in a kalbun here. Like, that's what the Kerber Eder says. That Torah, Chimavnesha, Sisim, Kodemech, Reisam, Isa, Behema, Hoyavloi, Cholkul, true, the Behema they didn't divide up yet. Nerma, you want to say, Shi, Yupturim, in a Kalbun, that should also be potter from the money from the Kalbun, Afa, Pishla, Noslosh, to claim in Yerusha, Savim, even though they're not paying up right now the shekel from the father's Yerusha. The Afa, Pishla, Behema, Senikra, and Achosim, and Liftorim, there's no Svar. So, Amaleh, he answered back, Loi, Shnihi, no, like there's a big difference here. Isn't there a difference? Shunaisin, Selachlet, Shleimah. that here the two brothers, Gefort, now they became a Shutuf again, and now they're both giving like one seller for both of them. So when two people give one seller like two Machsa Shekel, then you don't have to give a Kalbin. For the Gemara Mayatev, that's true. Afilu Cholka, even in the case where the two brothers, Mamish, made a very good Chalukah. And then they became a Shutuf again, then they became Shutufim again, should also be that Chayovim B'maisa B'hemo Upturim in a Kalbin. In other words, they should be part of a Kalbin according to you, because any time they're both paying like one seller for both of them, they should be potter. Utanina, we learned in our Mishnah not like that. Our Mishnah says Chayovim B'kalbin Upturim B'maisa B'hemo, that when the brothers are like Yashin for the father, so, and they made a Chalukah. Once they made a chalukah, they're potter from Maisa Behemah. It looks like they bought one from the other. Marshenkin and the kalbon, we say the chayiv, even though it's chazuv and shtatfu. So you see that since Lamaisa they made a chalukah, and each one now is considered paying off from his own pocket, even though they're shut from now, still they have to give a kalbon between them. Yeah. So Meir, it's not like that man diyama. So the Moravaita. Rebbe bo v'shem abo, bar rafuna. He shnei achim sheyoshu esavim. He shnei gisin sheyoshu eschamehin. It's the same halacha whether the two brothers yashin their father, or whether the two brother-in-laws yashin their father-in-law. He shnei gisin means two brother-in-laws sheyoshu eschamehin. Means two brother-in-laws married two sisters, and when their father died, the sister, the wife's father, husband died. That's that the yashin through the husband through their wife also has the same halacha. Whether they make a chalukah first or they don't make a chalukah first. This extra kalbon that you have to pay when you give the machsa shekel, what do we do with it? Who do we give it to? Is Rameya Raymel Ishkolim? Rameya says you give it to the same place where we give the machsa shekel. That's where you give this kalbon. We have the Lozer Oimer Linadov. No, you put it into the special shefer, the special money, where you buy nadovas for the mizbeach. You buy presents, like when the mizbeach is empty, you buy kalbonis to put on the mizbeach. We have the Shimon Shazuri Oimer. We do it to buy the gold, to carve, to knock down, smooth out the gold, that we make ornaments on it for the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. See, we cover them up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with this gold. The people that collected the Machsa Shekel in the Medina, they used to get paid for this. That was their job, like to exchange the money for the people. They used to get paid from this money. The Yeshayim, and some say, that the Shichonim, they had to go and carry the Machsa Shekel from far away, so they had expenses how to travel there, so to pay for their expenses on the derech, from the road, for that they were paid back from this extra kalbon that the Yidin had to pay when they gave the Machsa Shekel. Yehadr lecha perek biyachad biyadr. Right, let's stop here. You're holding up, hey, Perik Sheni, we're holding. Second Perik. Okay, the Mishnah says, Masisin, Mitzorfin Shkolim Ledarkoinis. You could change over the Machsa Shekel into another coin, into a Darkoinis. A Darkoinis, so in Farshi, first they used to collect the Machsa Shekel in your city. Let's say you lived in Haifa. So the Bezdin there used to collect the Machsa Shekel from everybody in Haifa, and then they would send the money to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's heavy to carry a Machsa Shekel. So you're allowed to change it over into this coin, the Darkonius, which doesn't weigh so much, and bring that to Yishlayim, and there they would change it back into a Machsa Shekel. So the Darkonius, he says, is Humat Veya Shel Zohov. It's a golden coin. Lohokam Yaleya Masya Derech. To make it easier for them, they should carry all the Machsa Shekel from their town to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. So when they wanted to carry it from their town to Yerushalayim, they're allowed to change over the money into gold, and carry the gold to Yerushalayim, and then change it back to Machsa Shekel. Mipnei Masya Derech, because it's too heavy to carry all the Machsa Shekel, so you can change it over. Kishem, now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shoyu Sheforos, B'mikdash, the same way they had a Shofar. Shofar means that was the barrel like where they used to put the money into. Now it looked like a Shofar. A Shofar, the pshat is that it's small on top, and when it comes down, it becomes bigger. They say the pshat is you get the money in, but you want to get it out, you can't put your hand in there to get it out. That's why they used to put the money into a box looking like a Shofar. Now the top hole was small, and the bottom it used to become bigger. So all the money would lay there, and you couldn't put your hand in again to take it out. So,
Kishem shoyu sheforos b'migdosh, kach shoyu sheforos b'medina. Who are then in the rest in Yerushalayim, or some of the first learn it means in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they're also sheforos. So the Krav Neda says sheforos means tevois, like a box, shepiyom tzara, the top was very small, the opening, lamalom, omar chevoyla kein shofar, became wider and wider on the bottom, like a shofar, kedesh lo yochel lito men klum, so that you can't take anything out of it, you can't get your hand inside it. Voyoendim b'yazoro, v'chol echad mevi shikler v'noistim boy. That's what used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, who are then the Medina? Means we are Shlayim. Or the Yeramba Mishar or Yisrael. Also, they used to have the Sheforos. Like we're saying, a lot of the Bezdin used to collect in every town the Machta Shekel from their people, and then they were sent to Yerushalayim. So in every town, or in Yosin Yerushalayim, they had all Sheforos. B'nei Yair Shesholchu Ekshik Layim. What's going to be if you're living in your city in Tveria, and they collected all the Machta Shekel from the people in Tveria, and now they sent it with a shliach to go to Yerushalayim. So Bnei Yair Shesholchu Eshekleim. They sent the Machta Shekel with a shliach. V'nignivu. While the shliach was on the way going to Yerushalayim, it got stolen. Somebody stole all the Machta Shekel. Oysha Ovdu, or else he lost it. So it depends like this. If nitrumu hatruma, if in the Bezdin in Yerushalayim, they already took out the truma, which means there we said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, has all the money that with all the Machta Shekel was put into a special neshka, into a special room, and now it came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they took out buckets full of the Machta Shekel. That's called truma. And they took out some money from the lishka, and that money they're going to start to use now to buy the new kabbonis for the coming year. So if they already took out the truma, means they already opened up the lishka and took out the buckets full, we'll see later on how they did it, of the Machta Shekel, and then it got lost, is nishboyim legizborim. So the pshat is, then the shliach has to swear to the gizbor that it was lost like boynis. He wasn't pasheya. It wasn't his fault why it got stolen or why it got lost. And he's potter. What about v'yim lav? Let's say v'yim lav that the bezdin did not make the truma yet. In other words, the money is still in the lishcha. The bezdin did not make any truma. Did not open up the lishcha in Yerushalayim. Did not start taking out the money yet to buy the kabbonis. Is nishboyim l'bnei yir. Then we say the shliach, that he lost the money while he was going to Yerushalayim, he lost all the whole bundle of Machta Shekel for those city, so he has to swear now to the people of the city that it was done by Ines. He wasn't a Pashay, it wasn't at fault why it got stolen. And then the locher is, the Bnei Yair, Sheklun Tachtayim, that the Bnei Yair have to bring another Machta Shekel. In other words, the whole city collected the Machta Shekel one time, and they sent him with a shliach to bring it to Yerushalayim. And on the way up to Yerushalayim, the money got stolen or got lost. See, if the truma was not taken yet, then we say, Hegish was never zeich yet with this money yet. So if the money got lost before it got to the Gizbur, tough, the Gizbur didn't get the money yet, so the Bnei Yair have to pay again, send another Machta Shekel up. That's the halacha, that the shliach has to swear to the people of the Bnei Yair, that like he was a shomer, we'll see in the Gemara, he was a shomer chinam, a shomer socha, but he was a shomer watching their money, so he has to swear to them that he wasn't a pashay, it wasn't his fault, and therefore the shliach is potter, but the people from the city have to send the second Machta Shekel. What about Nimtzu? Later on they find it, where it was lost, and now they find the first of Machta Shekel. Oyshech Zirum Aganovim. Or else in the case where it was stolen the first time, then the shliach went back home, and the Bnei Yir sent the second Machta Shekel, and now after they sent the second one, now they found the first Machta Shekel. What's the halacha? So he said they could take it back home, it's theirs, or no? So Mishnah says, Eilu v'yelu shkolim. Both of them have halacha like a shekel. Even though one was given like because they thought it was lost, but now that they find the lost one, still it's a din midirabonin, both of them are given to the Beis HaMikdash b'tor shkolim. V'yein oylin lahem l'shon abo. And the second one they're giving now cannot be credited to them for the next coming year, but rather no, it's only for this year and that's all. It's like you gave two shkolim for this year. For next year, you still have a chiyah to give next year. So now, what's the pshan, the Mishnah, what's the difference, again, if the people from the city collected the Machta Shekel, and they sent it with a shliach to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So it depends when it got stolen or when it got lost, whether they made a truma lishcha or not. So what's the chilut? The Mefarish says, the Karbonator says, in nitmru ha-truma, in the middle of the Mishnah, in nitmru ha-truma, shoyiragilam litroin mehakupais letzorach ha-kabonis. Used to take off, open up the big lishka, and take out kupas, take out baskets full of Machta Shekel. V'yotormin al hagovi. That means any time the people already collected the machzah shekel, when the bezdin made the truma, they had those machzah shekel in mind also. The alos of ligvoy, something is going to be collected. Kedeshiyo chelek per kabonis. They should also have a chelek in the carbon of this year. Because right now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, bezdin is opening up the lishka and taking out a bucket full of the money. So the people that didn't send the machzah shekel yet won't be included in the chelek of the carbon. Just like Bezdin had them in mind, it was considered as if their shekel already reached the Beis Hamikdash. Afli Oysen Shebayin LeShekel. Even for the people that did not bring it yet. There was our Mishnah holds that Shoklin Al Osid Lovoy. Al Osid or Al-Fidush Alpha Pishla Nigvu. Even though the Machzah Shekel was not collected yet, but when Bezdin makes the Truma, they have in mind to be Mezaka for all the people that eventually will bring it. So therefore, once Bezdin makes the Truma, it's considered as if all the Machzah Shekel already reached Bezdin. So if it first got lost or stolen after the Truma, it's considered as if it already reached the Beis HaMikdash, it already reached the Gizbur, and now like it got stolen from the Gizbur. Therefore, the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbur that he was not pasheid, didn't do anything wrong, and he's potter, and just the Gizbur loses out. But before they made the Truma, then we say the money did not reach the Beis HaMikdash yet, it doesn't belong to the Gizbur yet, the Gizbur didn't receive the Machzah Shekel. Who does it belong to? It's still the Bnei Yir's. They're sending their money with the Shliach. So if the Shliach got stolen from the Shliach, so the Bnei Yir is lost out. They didn't give the Machzah Shekel. So true, the Shliach just swears that he was the Noinus, he was not a Pashayim, he's Potter. Then the people have to send again the Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah says, first of all, the beginning of the Mishnah said that after you collect all the Machzah Shekel from your town, and you want to send it to Yerushalayim, it weighs a lot, you're allowed to change it over into gold to carry the gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't weigh so much. For the Gemara better rates, sir. For Yasu Weisa Magolius, why don't you change it into pearls, diamonds? They're more expensive and they don't weigh so much. So why do you have to carry gold for? Carry better diamonds better. Magolius, the precious stones. And for the Gemara, Shema Tizla Magolius. We're afraid maybe while you're going, it'll be devaluated. It won't be so worth anymore. The Nimtza Hegdish Mav said Hegdish is going to lose out. It's told the money you're taking coins. Money doesn't get devaluated. It's not like an empty soil. The shekel goes down, down, down. But normal, like here, it doesn't go down the money. So Melam, if you give gold coins, that's good. That will stay the same. But to change it over into diamonds, we're afraid maybe you bought it at $10,000. And by the time you get to the Beis HaMikdash, it's only be worth $8,000. So Hegdish will have a hefted. Therefore, you can't change it over into any other things but money. Kihidu Tanina, like we learned in the Mishnah. Kihidu Tanina Tamon, we learned like this. The Kulon, Nifton, the Kesef of a Shava Kesef. Usually when you point to something, you could use money, and Shava Kesef, something valuable, like any chayfetz, a chair, anything you could use, that's worth money. So it's going on in Mishnah in Bechoris, that Klema, Bechola Nifton going Bechor Odom. If you have a Bechor of an Odom, that has to be pointed to himself to a coin, the Hegdashis, we also have Hegdish, is Niftan the Kesef of a Shava Kesef. You're allowed to give the coin or give that gizbar even Shava Kesef. Chutz min Ashkolim. A chutz min Hilchas Machzah Shekel. Shabo Lishko Machzah Shekel Sorach Shita Noisen Kesef Noki Madbeya Metzuyer. Vula Shava Kesef. You can't give Shava Kesef. The Tony B'Shad Yaf Maise Sheni V'Horayin Eino Elo B'Kesef L'Shava Kesef. But that's the law, so the water again. That the Kulon, everything else, Heis Bechor Odom and Hegdish is Niftan, you could be poyder it, the Kesef with real silver, over Shava Kesef, something that's worth money, any object. Chutz Mishkolim, Achutz from Shkolim, of the Vyain, poyder Mikalim. But when you are poyder, the Bechor or Hegdish, you can't be poyder with Kalim. And why not? The Yom Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Shema Yazilo HaKalim. We're afraid maybe later the Kalim will get evaluated. The Nimtza Hegdish Mavsid, Hegdish will be losing out. The same thing applies here also. The same thing here also. The reason why you can't change over the Machzah Shekel into diamonds or pearls, because Shema Tizla Magolius. We're afraid maybe in between the pearls will change, be devaluated. And Hegdish will lose out. Therefore, you can only change it over into other type of gold coins that won't be devaluated. The Mefarsh says again, Poydin, Mi Meister Shein Rekelem. Some say it's going to be in Poydin, going on Meister Sheni. You can't be Poydin Meister Sheni with Kalim. Why not? Yeah, because Meister Sheni, you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So if you be pointed the Maisa Sheni onto Kalim, we're afraid by the time you take the Kalim to Yerushalayim, it'll get devaluated, and you won't be eating that much value of Maisa Sheni. Here's the other things that doesn't apply to Kalim, by Moshe Bechor Rodim or by Hegdish. Because if you're pointed with right now, so right now you're giving it to Hegdish, the pigeon is called right now. Maisa Sheni, the word is, you have to take this money of whatever you're pointed on, and take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So it has now the Kedushas Maisa Sheni. So you can't put the Kedushas Maisa Sheni onto Kalim. Because we're afraid by the time you get to Yerushalayim, it'll get devaluated, and Hegdish will lose out. So same thing in Al Mishnah, we're afraid the Masa Shekel will be, Hegdish will lose out. Right. So the Gemara, Mas Nisen Betaklin Charetin. That Al Mishnah says, that even the Medina, outside the base of Migdish, in the rest of Yerushalayim, there were also Shefaris. Also these baskets looked like a Shefar that was small on top and wide on the bottom. They only had Taklin Charetin, new baskets. In other words, to collect the Masa Shekel of this coming year, for this year now. Ava Betaklin Atikin, but old Shefaris that you collected last year's Machta Shekel. Let's say somebody didn't pay up last year's Machta Shekel. He had a chiyuv to do it. He could still pay it up. But that money doesn't go for the next coming year. It goes rather for the last past year, and they use it for other things. That's called Taklin Atikin. Old baskets that you use for last year's Machta Shekel. Light Bador. That was not the Medina. So that's what our Mishnah says, the Medina in Yerushalayim and other places, the Atshefaris, only for the new Machta Shekel. But not for last year's. So the Mara of Atoni came and learned like this also. That Atikin B'migdash. Old Shefaris means old baskets. Doesn't really mean old. Just means that you put in there the old Masa Shekel from last year's. That was only in the Migdash they had those Shefaris. The Ein Atikin B'medina. Mashenkin in the rest of Yerushalayim, you never had a Shefar that you collected the money from the old Masa Shekel. Like the first of Korbanita says, Masnissin de Tanan. Show you Shefaris B'medina. Davkin Lataklin Haratin means Lishkolim Shoshana Bo. Somebody's giving the Machta Shekel for this coming year. Ah, well, Lishkolim are Yishonim for the old Shkolim. Me Shaloy Shokol Lishtakis. Somebody did not give a Machta Shekel last year. Loy Hoye Shefaris B'medina. There was no Shefaris in the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. El Tzorok Levin B'Lamikdash. He had a Badavka come into the Beis HaMikdash. If he only made it easy for this coming year. Like on Rosh Chodesh Adar, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have the Shefaris B'Medina, that people start giving the Machta Shekel. Yeah. But Tony came, but Tony Nam Yochel, it's also, that Atikah B'Nigdish, that Dalek Hamon. Right. Morris says now, Mas Nisan B'Shem Mechinim. Our Mishnah says that this Shliach, that was taking the Machta Shekel from all the people in Haifa, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishnah says that it got lost, or got stolen, he's Potter. And he has to swear that he wasn't the Pashaya. So the Chorazat Gemara, that goes only by Yashrei Mechinim. Because Yashrei Mechinim is Potter on Gnev of Yaveda. Yashrei Mechinim means he was not paid for watching it. Avo B'Shrei Mesocher, let's say we pay the Shliach, we pay him to watch it, then Loi, our Mishnah is not talking about Yashrei Mesocher. Because Yashrei Mesocher is Chayiv on Gnev of Yaveda. So how does the Mishnah say he swears that he was Noinus and his Potter? No, Yashrei Mesocher is Chayiv on Gnev of Yaveda. Tamara says, Loi B'dom, our Mishnah is not talking about Yashrei Mesocher. Omer Rabbah wants to say no. V'yafilu teina b'Shrei Mesocher. Maybe our Mishnah could be talking about Yashrei Mesocher. I, Yashrei Mesocher, is Chayim on Gnev V'Aveda. I tell you, when our Mishnah says V'nignavu, it means Nignavu b'listim mizuyin. It means armed robbers came and stole it from him. That's called an honest. When do we say Yachayiv on Gnev? That's a regular Gnev. That you should have watched out, you should have called for help. For armed robbers come, that's called an oinus gomer, then even the Shema Socher is potter. Like the first, like the Kohen says, list the mezuyin, ganev mezuyin, an armed robber, the honest su, there you're an honest, not your fault. O shmirizu lekibu alayin. So the svari is, you were not makabel to watch such a dangerous thing that to get yourself killed. So therefore you're potter, even the Shema Socher. Ovdu, what's the case of Ovdu also? Ovdu means, it should be, we have kimi, the Nusach Bavli says means b'mi sheshokos finosei b'yam. We're talking about a case where the whole Svina drowned in the ocean. So that's also called an honest gomer. It's not called like you are lazy a little bit, you didn't watch it so good and got lost, but rather got lost the fact the whole Svina got drowned in the ocean. So that's also an honest gomer that Hashem Mesocher is potter in that also. So our Mishnah could be talking about Hashem Mesocher, but these type of cases that Hashem Mesocher is also potter. Where Omer Rab Yusti, Rabbi Simon, asked your command, Omer, Termin al hagovui fi alosligvus. Our Mishnah goes according to the man Yom that holds this Yisoid, that when on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezdin goes and takes the truma from the Machsa Shekel, from the Lishcha, where all the money was stored. Now they go take baskets full of Machsa Shekel out of that room. That's called the truma. They do it not only for the Machsa Shekel that already reached the Beis Hamikdash, but even for the people that are going to give it or are on the way to give it. It's also considered like Bezdin received it already. That's why our Mishnah says that if the Shliach lost it, after the Beis Din already made the truma, then the Bnei Ir is potter from giving another Machsa Shekel. He just has to swear to the Gizmer and then the potter. Why? Because since when the time Beis Din made the truma, we consider as if all the Shkolim are going to come, as if it's there already. So it's considered like the Bnei Ir already, their Shkolim reached the Beis Hamikdash. So Beis Din has it already. It got lost. It got lost from the Gizmer. So that's what our mission holds. That even though your Machsa Shekel did not reach the Beis Hamikdash, but when they make the truma, it's considered that they're taking it even for the losid, al-osid migvus, anybody that plans to give the Machsa Shekel. Param, because really, param usually means, because is man diyomer, param, because there is somebody, command diyomer ain't termin, because there is a man diyomer that it says no, we'll see later on in the Masechta, that we are not termin, Bezin does not have in mind for the people that will eventually give the Machsa Shekel. When they take out the Truma right now, it's only for the Mishkolim, for the Shekels that were here ready. But the Shekolim did not come to the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have them in mind. Is Mela Loyal Givui, Loyal Lost Ligvois, Loy Bedor. So our Mishnah doesn't go according to this Mandiyama. Because this Mandiyama, there wouldn't be any Nafkaminer. Even if Bezin already made the Truma, still, calls the man your Machsa Shekel to not reach the Gizbar, it's not considered you did the mitzvah yet. And if it got lost then, the Bnei Ir would have to give another Machsa Shekel. Yeah. But Bnei Ir Sheshalchu HaShekelim. So the Mishnah says, what if everybody in the city, they gave the Machsa Shekel, and now they sent it with the Shliach to Yerushalayim, and it got stolen or lost on the way, so the Shliach has to swear. So it depends. If they made the Truma ready, we say as if it reached Beis Din already, the Gizbar, so he has to swear to the Gizbar. If it was before the Truma that it got lost, so then he has to swear to the Bnei Ir. So tomorrow, Amar Rebbe Loza, to Rabbi Shimon he, our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. To Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Kodeshim, Shuchayi Bach Rusin. If somebody has something that belongs to Hegdish, and it's in your Achrayis, that means if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. We say, Kinechos of Hein, it's considered like it belongs to you. Because the question here really is, the klal is, Ein Nishpoyim Ala Hegdish. That the klal of Sefer Shavuos, you don't make any shavuos about property that belongs to Hegdish. So the question here, how does our Mishnah say you're supposed to swear to the Gizbar? It says after you made the truma, then it got lost, so the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbar that what that he was an honest. He wasn't that fault. But the Chur, the Shkolim already belongs to Hegdish. So it's Hegdish take the money. So you don't have to swear all the Hegdish. So Gemara says that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that says that since the law, even though it's Hegdish already, but since you're Chayev Ach Yusin, if it would have been lost, you would have to pay for it, like here, the Shliach. If the Shliach would have been Pasheya, if it would have been his fault, he would have had to pay for it, so it's considered as if it's his Nechosim, and therefore he has to make the Shvuah. So the Korbaneda, to Rebbe Shimon he, Toditznan Dashremim Nishvoyin Asher Reb Shimon. After our Mishnah says the Shremer here, that's watching, taking the Machsa Shekel, has to swear, goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom Reb Shimon Masech the Shvuah. Kodoshim Shehifkid Shehamafkid Chayev Ach Rusin. Somebody has a behema, has kochim in your rishus, and if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. The Shimon knows Kiri Day Darmin, it's considered like your property. His Achinami, Kivon the Chayovim Bnei Ir, Lishko Tachtayim, since the Bnei Ir has to bring another Machsa Shekel, Lav Kadesh Ninu, it's not considered like a Tegdish. Not even before the Truma. But the question is, when the Bnei Ir, when they set aside this money, they gave it for the Machsa Shekel. So they made this money Hegdish, like your Machdashit, to give to the Gizbar. So right now it's called Kotshim-like. So why does the Shliach have to swear, Lechuret Hegdish? The Teretz is, since if the Shliach would lose it, the Bnei Ir, the people would have to pay another Machsa Shekel, so it's still considered like the Machsa Shekel belongs to them. Therefore they have to swear. So according to this pshat, it will only come out good. Why? If it was lost before he made the truma, that we say he has to swear to the Bnei Ir. Because again, to the people in the city, they're still mechuyev achrayis, so this money is still considered like theirs, he'll have to swear. But it would be a kashya, why does he have to swear after they made the truma? that we say the B'nai Yir is potter, because it's considered like Hegdish, the Gizbar, received the money. So if they're potter from Achrayis, it's pure Hegdish is Mechosim. So it's Shver, why does the Shliach have to swear to the Gizbar? The Chur, you don't swear on the Chosim of Hegdish. That's what we'll assume will lift. But so far we're saying, according to Rav Shimon, it's only good why the Shliach has to swear to the B'nai Yir. B'nai Yir means that since they have Achrayis, that Asaret's lost, they're going to have to pay another machta shekel. So that's good, Rav Shimon Shita. Anytime you have a chi of achrayis on nichse hegdish, it's considered like it belongs to you. So therefore, it's like you're nechosim. Therefore, there's a shvua. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says no. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, divrei hakoli. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to everybody, even not according to Rav Shimon Shita. So the chur of the kasher is usually on hegdish. You don't have to swear. So how come here the shliach that's taken the machta shekel that got lost, he has to swear? I tell you, mishum shvuah takana. It's a derabon dekaloch here. There's been made a new takana that they want the shliach to be very careful. Like, since you're taking the machta shekel, which is hegdish, to the base midish, be careful what you're doing. So in order that the shliach should not be mezalzlim boy, they made a shvuah, you have to swear that you weren't at fault. But it's a new takana to the rabon. Enechnami. With your eyes, you would not have to. It's only with the rabon. Like he said, the Kornado. Mishum shvuah takana. Midi eraisa potelagamri. Rabbanon who the talking lay, shlay yizalzlo b'shmira segdeshes, that the shliach should not be mizalz, will take it easy with watching hegdishes skolim. Therefore, he has to make a shvua. So Gemara, al das the Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon in Svaro, that it's only new takon here. Nichas, very good. Our Mishnah, the two shvuas that it says, nishvoyin the gizborim. First of all, you have to swear to the gizbor. That's very good. Even though by the gizbor the pshat is it's after the truma and the bnei yir are not chayy b'achrusin anymore, so it's pure hegdish. Still, the shliach has to swear to the gizbor. The yim lav. Let's say it was before the truma, so that it didn't reach the gizbor yet. It's still the achrayus of the bnei yir. Nishvoyin of bnei yir. It's very good. You have to swear to bnei yir. O bnei yir shekel machrayim, and the bnei yir has to bring another machta shekel tachteim instead of the first ones. In other words, if it happened before the Hegdish took the Truma,